Kara Kiri, celebrating Kerry's heritage.
Hello, this is Conor Kelleher. Imagine a Kerry coastal landscape, a brooding summer sky, lightning arcs across the horizon and the rains come. It's a deluge, and with it twilight comes early. Soon the damp sand is awash, and then just as sudden as they began, the rains cease. It isn't long before the rustling in the grass tussock commences, and as the greenery parts, a warty amphibian walks from its hiding place with all the character of an elderly gentleman on his evening's constitutional. The humble toad is abroad once more, and has ventured forth from its burrow with its soft sands in search of insects and slugs. This small amphibian, the natterjack toad, is in Ireland unique to County Kerry. It's found living secretively amongst the sand dunes of Castle Gregory and Ross Bay. On closer inspection, a single gold line running the length of its back from head to non-existent tail divides the greenish body, surmounted by a pair of intelligent golden eyes. This is a Kerry speciality with a real touch of class. Therein lies a mystery, for how did they come to live here in Kerry? Perhaps we'll never know. They may always have been here, but there are those who insist that they came hidden in the ballast of ancient ships from Spain and Portugal, and they were inadvertently unloaded on the beaches of Kerry. Either way, our county is richer by their presence.
Kelura Kiri was produced by Kerry County Council and the Heritage Council in association with Radio Kerry.